In Los Angeles today, District Attorney Steve Cooley sent a warning to the Roman Catholic Archdiocese, turn over full documentation of allegations of sexual abuse by priests, or a grand jury will be used to get it. The warning follows an extraordinary letter printed in today's Los Angeles Times. Under the headline, "An Apology to My Brother Priests," is a letter from Cardinal Roger Mahoney to all the priests in the L.A. Archdiocese. In it, the Cardinal acknowledges mishandling the case of Father Michael Baker. He apologizes for transferring Baker from church to church for more than a decade, despite a confession from Baker that he had molested children.
Today, we're following two stories with new information suggesting that church officials were aware for many years of bishops shuffling sexually abusive priests around the country. First, we turn to Glenn Bunting, who reported today's story about Cardinal Mahoney for the LA Times. Welcome, Mr. Bunting.
Glad to be here.
Tell us a bit more about exactly what Cardinal Mahoney said in his letter.
Cardinal Mahoney said a couple things in his letter. He confirmed for the first time that a priest, Father Baker, had come to him in 1986 and admitted that he had a problem with sexual abuse as it related to two boys. At the same time, he apologized and said that he had mishandled the case, and he asked for the forgiveness of the 1,200 priests.
And why is he sending the letter out now?
Cardinal Mahoney knew that we were preparing a story about Father Baker and some other priests as well. Rather than talk to us about the story, he decided to go directly to the 1,200 priests and send a fax out on Tuesday evening. And in the fax, he warned the priests that his story was coming out soon and it was a serious story that they needed to be aware of. Now, the Cardinal said several things that he hadn't told us. One of them was the admission that Baker had come to him and that Baker had said to the Cardinal back in 1986 that he had a problem. We asked the Cardinal about that meeting, and his initial response was that he could not recall it. His second response was, upon further reflection in another question and answer session that we had with him, was that, in fact, he thought that the priest, Baker, had gone to one of Mahoney's assistants. For the first time, Mahoney now is confirming that, in fact, the priest had gone directly to him.
Tell us a little bit more about Baker. You've had some conversations with him for your article.
Yeah, I reached out to Baker, and during the course of these interviews, Baker revealed that he, in fact, had gone to Mahoney, and he made it clear that the Cardinal had decided to keep him in the priesthood and reassign him to a number of parishes. He was assigned to 9 different parishes after 1986, and the agreement was that he would continue to seek counseling and that he would not be allowed to be around children. We found, however, that in 6 of the parishes that he was assigned to, the rectory was in walking distance of a Catholic elementary school. And at least 3 of the parishes, Baker served as an interim pastor. Therefore, there was no supervisor or pastor to kind of monitor his activities.
You also reported today that Mahoney and the Archdiocese made a secret payment to some of the victims of Father Baker.
Yes, when Mahoney and the Archdiocese received a complaint from 2 victims, brothers, that they had been abused by Father Baker from 1984 to 1999, there was a very quick settlement, and there were 2 demands as part of that settlement. One was there was a payment of $1.3 million, and the deal must be kept strictly secret among all parties.
There's certainly some irony here because Mahoney sought to portray himself as a defender of young victims at the conference at the Vatican last month.
You know, that's interesting because in preparing this story, I have had a very large number of attorneys and victims tell me that in their view, Cardinal Mahoney is really no different than Cardinal Law. They feel very strongly about that, and they're frustrated because they believe that Cardinal Mahoney is a master at public relations, and that for whatever reason, the kinds of reactions and what they would allege cover-up that has taken place here has not gotten the kind of publicity or public attention that it has gotten in Boston.
Glenn Bunting, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Glenn Bunting of the Los Angeles Times.